the sugya of Ruach Mashmas Tashmish. So then,
Bezer Hashem, we will spend time on Makkah. The last, and that last year will be before Yom HaKippur, if I'm not mistaken. That's a week from Monday. So we have a lot of time for Chazar now. So there's not, in other words, between now and the beginning of Chorazan, there's only one more shir. So the Talmidim, the Avreichim, Simon, that they're holding in the right place, prefer to have more structured Chazara in three Bechinos as opposed to two Bechinos. That Amir Tishem is going to be the plan. Okay? Yeah, I'll say, you know what, I'll say it again after Shir Bezer Hashem. We'll be my pleasure to discuss afterwards again. Okay. Be'ezer Hashem, what we have today is the sugya of two sugyas. Din HaMishamish Imat Sahora, Varmala Mitzmeisi, and the sugya of Roa Machmas Tashmish. The sugya of HaMishamish Imat Sahora, Varmala Mitzmeisi, we have in Kuf Pehe Siv Dalet, and that is based on the Gemara in Shuas on Yufet Samaral. The Gemara discusses that there are times that Chas V'Chalila, a couple could be nichshal, even though they started off on some level as a mistake of having bia together. And the Gemara describes that what happens if they were they innocently began bia, but then she says nitmesi, then there's a particular halacha of how the husband and wife are supposed to separate. So we're going to take a look and see it in through the eyes of the Tur and the Beis Yosef with a couple of diukim. Most of what we're going to focus on today is the sugya of Roa Machmas Tashmish, but actually it's very appropriate before Aseret Yemei Tshuva to actually begin with this topic. You'll see in a moment why. Zok Dehele Gator, Hay Mishamish Ema Tahiro Pirsa Nida, if he was Mishamish with Torah. The Know the Behuda in the Pischei Tshuva gives many different examples of where he's entirely innocent, and then maybe where he's not so entirely innocent. Maybe they should have expected something to happen. So that's Ayin Shum. We're not going to discuss the different instances within the Noda B'Yehuda. We're just going to go with the straight Tur and Beis Yosef. Ba'ayin B'Pitzchei Tshuva. Ayin M'shamish M'atahor O'Pir Sanida Lo Yifrash Miyad. Then he should be Porish immediately. Elo Yinot Tziparnav Ba'aret V'lo Yodos Mimikoymei Ach Yomus Ha'Ever V'Yifrash Be'Ever Meis. It would seem to me, and I'd like the Talmidim to get back to me on this, that when it comes to Nida, there are really, the Maisa Bia of Nida, there are two parts to it. One is the initial stage of Bia. And of course, in this case, even though she was Pores Nida, even if in the initial stage he was innocent, he was an Ones. And then there's another stage, and that is what the Gemara describes on the bottom, Yuches Amar Alef and Shavuos, and that is that how he's Poresh, so if he's Poresh Be'ever Chai, with an erection, so then in such a case, then there's Hana. In contrast to if he's Porish Be'ever Meis, so then there isn't Hana. So hence there's a halachic responsibility for him to be Porish Be'ever Meis. Let's take a look at how the Beis Yosef presents it. Beis Yosef, three lines in. Because of a Raman Perek Dal Hil Yisurei Bi Aloch Yiral, Shim Piresh Vuhu Bikishuyev Chayiv Kores. The Chiyuv is Kores. Vatam Shetzarach Lino Tziparna Bikarka. And here the description is to put his toenails into the ground. What does that mean? Nira dahinim pnu shim loas akein kol od shein aparish hunene. In other words, he has to rebalance himself that he won't have any hana. V'zeh loshan Rambam v'perek dal noitz ziparnei ragla b'karka v'shoa ve'eino mizdazeya. The requirement is that he's not supposed to move because that would give pleasure. Ach yom l'tzeiv v'achakach nishmat mimenu. There is a slight machlokas, it's not a machlokas halacha lemaisa too much, but is a fascinating machlokas, and this is where I said it's appropriate for Aseret Yemei Tshuva, and that is, first of all, the Ramah, of course, is going to be appropriate for Aseret Yemei Tshuva. The smag is quoted by the Beis Yosef, v'zeh loshen smag, continuing on, the Beis Yosef in Dalet, noe tziparna ragla bekarka v'shoe umizdaze umefane libo bepachad v'reses godol ad shiyomu sa'ever v'acha kach nishmat mimena. So notice, the expression of Mizdazeya is different in the Rambam in contrast to the Smag. I don't know if anybody knows this. My dear Chavrusa Rav Ronis, I think, was the first one to really be Ma'orer this, that according to the Rambam, Mizdazeya means when the halacha describes that he's supposed to be mizdazeya, so it's actually being he's not supposed to be mizdazeya. If he moves his body, so then he's going to have hana. The smag, the chachmei Ashkenaz, the chaside Ashkenaz, we'll see, the Mardukhi and others, speak about the idea of being mizdazeya, that he should be fearful that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought him to this place and needs to make a cheshbon nefesh. So whenever a person, this is a time, you know, whenever the person comes to a matzav, even if he succeeds with the Yetzirah, the fact that they came chas v'chila close to Avera is supposed to be ma'orer inside of them, mizdazeya, it's supposed to be ma'orer inside of them that a certain pachad. And that's what the Chachmei Ashkenaz over here are emphasizing, as the Mordechai and so on go on. I think it was my Chavrus who suggested that this will get into a fundamental question that's Nogea Tshuva, that should be on all of our minds. And that is, there's a famous discussion, the Nesivis and others, whether, when it comes to Tshuva, whether you have to do Tshuva on Avera you did Ba'ones. So my dear Chavrus suggested that it could be that this is this Machlokis. The Rambam, who learned Mizdazeya, has not nothing to do with a spiritual expression of being frightened or being fearful. So the Rambam, now you have to check it out, it's the work with all the Nesivis, Cheshbons, and the Rambam. So the Rambam might be suggesting that what's he being Mizdazeya for? What's he being Mizdazeya? He did a Maisa Aver Bonus. That's one way of understanding. Or the Mardukhi is saying no, that even on Maisa Aver Bonus, he needs to be Mizdazeya as well. Yesh Lodun, just want to throw in terms of the, there is something to keep in mind that Rav Yaakov, I remember when I was very young, Rav Braunschweigel told us this question, discussed us this question, whether a Maisa Aver Ba'onis is considered Maisa Aver, and he pointed out Rav Yaakov Emden in the Siddur says that we're going to be saying, V'achetche chatan lefanecha ba'onis uveratzon. So it would seem from the Vidui, V'achetche chatan lefanecha ba'onis uveratzon, that a person needs to make a cheshbon nefesh. I'd rather not take questions on the Shtikl Torah, because that's just a bonus, something to think about. But go ahead, yeah.
In this smog, is it possible that he's just saying not in the form of doing tshuva, but
that he says not to come, so he should be mizdazeya now, not on the avera shebal yado, but beonis, but that to make sure that he's not going to come lidei avera b'derech yitzias.
I'm curious if the smog means that this is a procedure that should be done in order to cause that the
Aver
should be
made. So that's why I thought you were saying. But go on in the Beis Yosef. Take a look in the Beis Yosef as it goes on. Umizdazeya shekotzev asmag haynu shiemale pachav areyas me'emas HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Avera shebo liyodo. So you would have to reread, Rav Tzvi, a little bit the Beis Yosef. You would have to say Avera shebo liyodo, that's about to come to his hand. Shebo liyodo depends, I think Rashi Al HaTorah says it depends on where you put the with the accentuation, b'loshen avar or behove. So it was the pashtus I thought of the Beis Yosef, like my chavrusa suggested that it was a avera that already had come to his hand, and not that it's about to. But you're right in the loshen atzmag yesh ladun, and even in the Beis Yosef yesh ladun. My chavrusa was saying, really coming from, you're right, from the loshen more of the Beis Yosef than the loshen of the smag. Okay. Let's see the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. This is brought out in Shulchan Aruch clearly. Let's take a look in Simen Kuf Pei Hey Siv Dalid. Hay Meshamish Imatahora. Va'amra lo nitzmesi upirush miyat chayiv karetz. Sheitziyaso anasa lo kibiyaso. Keitzad yasa noit ziparni ragla ba'aretz v'sha below disha at shiyomus ever parish be'ever meitz. Again, the Ramah goes with the Chachmei Ashkenaz, as well as the smag, v'imali pachad v'resus al aver shabiyado, v'lo yismoch alel, he shouldn't even rest on her, rak yismoch al ragla v'yado v'shalo yehenem imenu, he's not supposed to have any hana. Now we'll speak about in a moment, we'll read the Ramah without many chidushim, there's long piskei tshuvas about the process of tshuva, yes Avram? Siv dalet, kuf pehe dalet, we'll read shortly just the basic process of tshuva described in Ramah, we won't focus too much on it, but there is a fascinating Pischei Tshuva in the name of the Chavis Das. He presents the Chavis Das accurately in Sifkot and Yud Ketzad Yatzeh. Ayin Chavis Das Shekosav Duhu Adin Kesheshimesh Samach Levesta B'Shogeg V'Nizkar Be'emtzat Hashmish Tzorach Gam Kein Lifrosh Be'Ever Meis. The Chavis Das extends this halacha. By the way, these things happen. Mirza Hashem, by the end of the shir, I will remind me. I want to discuss live cases where these things happen, where category number one and category number two are going to come together. Make sure that I get lemaisa on that about dina ro machmas tashmish. And that is that the Chavis Das says that not only in this crazy case that she's Pores Nida, but a very, very interesting case, which really follows from the entire Simin Kuf Pehe, and that is that she was Mechuyev to be Poresh Samach Vesta, and she didn't. And now they realize. So what's the halacha now? Does the husband have to come out Be'ever Meis or not? So Chavis Das says yes. What's the Chavis Das' Svara?
Ein Tzarech Lefresh Be'ever Meis.
What's that?
Ein Tzarech Lefresh Be'ever Meis. You could do it with Be'ever Chai.
No. Ayin Chavis Das, Shekosav Duhu Adin Kesheshime Shomach Lefresh B'Shogeg V'Nimtza Be'emtza Tzarech Gamkein Lefresh Be'ever Meis.
That's only if you find Dam Be'emtza Tashmish, not just Shomach Lefresh.
I thought that what the Chavis Das says, let's go with my assumption and we'll fight about it afterwards. There are definitely two shitas in the poskim. I'm glad Michael read it like me. We'll fight afterwards, Be'ezer Hashem. You know, we said the joke is that it's always the whole call against Yonatan, but so many times he's right. Or sometimes he's right. So the way I had learned it was that there is a machlokas between the Chavis Das and the Maharam Shik about whether there is a chiyuv to be poresh, dafka be'ever meis as well. He needs to wait for the ever meis, or he's supposed to be poresh be'ever chai. Leaving Yonatan aside, the Chavis Das is assuming that it's the same halacha as above. He needs to be Poresh Be'ever Meis, while the Maram Shik is assumes that he's supposed to pull out Be'ever Chai. The fundamental question, assuming there are shitas like the Chavis Das.
What was
there
saying that is,
let's call it, maybe I'm wrong in the Chavis Das. There's a Machlokas HaPoskim. If he's Boel Bivesta, Samach Levesta, if he needs to be Poresh Be'ever Meis or not. The Maharam Shik says that he's allowed to be Poresh Be'ever Chai. We're going to get into a moment that the Maharam Shik says that he's supposed to be Poresh Be'ever Chai. And there are others who say that the same halach of Ever Meis applies. I was under the impression, was that your impression as well, the Chavis Das is Be'ever Meis? I was under the impression that the Chavis Das is Be'ever Meis. Whoever is the Cholek, that's definitely a Diyun in the poskim. So either way, what? Maybe. I'd rather keep away from the Mineu Bey of the Chavis Das now. Either way, what would be that diun in the poskim? So there's two ways to look at the prohibition of being of Be'ia Samach Levesta. One way of understanding the Isser of Be'ia Samach Levesta is that the Isser of Be'ia Samach Levesta is a Maisa Isser, and just like it's Osir during one's Veses, there was a Maisa Aveira that was done when she was Pores Nida. Let's start with Pores Nida. There's a Maisa Aveira that was done when she was Pores Nida. So too, when Samach Levesta, so then it's a Maisa Aveira. Then in such a case, then you have to be Poresh Be'ever Meis. However, there's another way of understanding the chiyuv of Prisha Samach Levesta. The other way of understanding the chiyuv of Prisha Samach Levesta is that the chiyuv of Prisha Samach Levesta is not that the bia itself, Chazal made that bia asur, whether din d'rabban or possibly even a din d'araisa, but it's a chshash that they might be poris nida in the middle. Okay, and we saw that this is the position of the Chsam Sofer. The Chsam Sofer in Simin Kuf Samach Tes, I believe, the Chsam Sofer is of the opinion that when the husband is Yotzei L'derech, there's no problem to do Chibuk V'Nishuk. He says even if it's Gilui, it falls in the category of Gilui Arayas, Chibuk V'Nishuk, the Chsam Sofer says it's not a problem. Why is it not a problem? He says because at the end of the day, it's not the closeness that per se that's the Isser. The Tzachshash, Chazal where goes there, ought to that she's going to be Poresh Nida in the middle, and then we're afraid that he's going to be Poresh Be'ever Chai. That's the reason for the Issa. That's what we saw in the Sam Sofer in the past. And along those lines, the Maram Shik as his Talmud, this Yisrael and Ramosha and I started discussing, Maram Shik and his Talmud, as his Talmud says, there's no Iser per se in the Chefza of Bia. There's no Iser in the Chefza of Bia per se. The Chashash is that blood is going to come afterwards, at the end, afterwards, all the way afterwards, the end of the Bia. So says the Maram Shik, better he pull out quickly, right away. So those who say that's Be'ever Meis, they're looking at the whole Bia as a Maisa Iser, so therefore you have to pull out Be'ever Meis, while the Maram Shik disagrees, and that is his Cheshbon. If you want to take a look, I put in the Maram Mekomos, all the Deos over there are in the Shevet Alevi, in terms of who holds what on this Pischei Tshuva. We'll go back and fight about the Chavos Das later. Okay, the Ramah concludes our Simen. Just to read the Ramah inside, no big chidushim. The Ramah says, "When pirish menu bikishui ubishogeg shlo yada sheasal lifnosh mimenu." What happens if he didn't do the right thing? He didn't know that he was supposed to be poresh be'ever meis. So then, in such a case, yisane arbaim yom. Then he fasts 40 days. What about her? That's what the Pischei Tshuva discusses. The Pischei Tshuva discusses, it depends on the situation. If she had no idea that she was going to do an Aveira, so in such a case, I have my general rule of thumb. My general thumb is that women are nice and men are evil. So that's the general rule of thumb. So it was the case that she was innocent, and he was guilty, because he should have been Poresh Be'ever Meis. So then in such a case, he has to do tshuva. Look at this tshuva, Rabbosai. This is quite a wake-up for Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Tainus of 40 days. Then remember, this is quite a shogeg. He just didn't learn the sif in Shulchan Aruch, and he has to fast 40 days. The later post can point out, Rav Nevensal has told me this many a times, that Taka, when I learned this from him on this Ramah, he commented that this is Bedoro Sha'avra, that today we don't have that strength. And therefore, this halacha needs to be modified with the generation. Ayin b'pischei tshuva. Ein tzrich miyos ritzufim. Yes, that's what the Pischei Tshuva mentions. But I think that one needs to internalize also what the Ramah is saying. And every once in a while, a gezunta tainus is not a bad thing. A gezunta tainus is not a bad thing. Ein tzrich miyos ritzufim kol shavua shnei yom kigon sheni v'chamishi. That's exactly what Alex was saying. The Ramah says to give tzedakah. So quite a wake up call that there is really not much. If you, from a perspective of psychology, guilt is not a healthy thing. But tshuva, you can never be too machmir on tshuva. So Ramah says, guilt, that's a different story. But tshuva, that there's a davrish ein lo sof. V'yesh ha'achmer b'tshuvasov v'kol ha'mar be'loshev z'chusulo v'yish ha'en tzricha kapara, as we mentioned, because she didn't do anything wrong. V'im shimshe shelo b'sha'az vesto matza achar tashrish dam afilu nimtza l'eid shelo mikri ones. But if they find afterwards and they had no idea, then it's an onus from the beginning of the end. Afilu b'tchitchila v'en tzrichim kapara lo hu v'lo hi. Take a look in the Pischei Tshuva that quotes a few more exceptions from the Noda B'Yehuda. And those few more categories from the Noda B'Yehuda. Rabotai, we're now ready to begin the sugya of Roeh Machmas Tashmish.
Rabbi said you wanted to tell us something.
Yeah. Halach L'maisa after Roeh Machmas Tashmish. Thank you. Okay. Let's open up our Gemaras. This Gemara is going to be a very important Gemara. Aside from our Chazara, for the next 2 weeks, this is going to be our focus. The Gemara on the bottom of Samachem Abayz, going to Samach Vav Amen Aleph. Tana Rabbanan. Haroe Dam Machmas Tashmish, Mishameshes Pam Rishona, Vishniya Vishlishes. If a couple sees Dam due to Tashmish, so then in such a case, then they're allowed to continue to be together 3 times. By the way, we'll come back to this formally as well, but the poskim ask, wait a second, why don't you have to be choshesh for 1 time? Why don't you have to be choshesh for the first time? So make sure we touch on that in the shach. Okay. Mikan ve'elech lo teshamish ad shetisgarish. And then they can no longer stay together until they get married. Now, here we have a very, very important line that's going to be important for us, halacha lemaisa and Rashi, on the bottom of the Samachayim Abayz. Rashi says, haro adam, la bibsula kamari ela bedam nidah. Of course, there could be confusion between dam besulam and dam nidah. And we know dam machmas tashmish is treacherous. Dam machmas tashmish is treacherous because she becomes asur labaila after three times. And then she can marry somebody else. So once this has happened three times with three different husbands, then she needs to do a bedika. According to Rashi in Dibar Maskil, V'tivdok B'bia Rishona Shel Baal Shlishi, and so on, you'll see from Rashi it's clear that you can't do a bedika with the first husband. Only after the third can a bedika be done. Okay, so according to Rashi, what emerges is that she has to get divorced from her first husband. Beis Yosef quotes this clearly in Siv Gimel in Kufpei Zayin, that she has to get divorced from the first, and then after three, her last chance is to do this bedika of the shofoferes. Mikan ve'elech, just a second, lo tishamish ad shetivdok atzma, keita bodekis es atzma, mevia shofoferes ubesocha machol, she brings this pipe, and in it is some type of soft material, umoch munach al rosho, that's on top, imnim tadam al rosh hamoch, biyodua shemina mekarhu. So this was a test to simulate bia. That's what this test of shofoferes is. Rav Miller Shlita mentioned that the Maritz Chias, I believe on this Gemara, asks a very basic question in terms of the biology. This could give Rav Tzvi some research stuff. And that is, at the end of the day, what do we think is what generally governs a woman's menstrual cycle? It's hormones. Progesterone, estrogen, and so on and so forth. So, at the end of the day, something is happening inside of her, asks the Maritz Chias. The Maritz Chias was someone who worked very hard to reconcile the science with the halacha. So he says, so you simulate the physical act of bia, but what's going on might be hormonal, and not something that is biological. So that's the Maritz Chias' question, and therefore, halacha lemaisa, jump all the way to halacha lemaisa. If, God forbid, there's a case of Ro'a Machmas Tashmish, we're going to do is work really, really hard not ever to get to one case of Ro'a Machmas Tashmish. That's our goal for today. But if there's ever an instance of a chshash of Ro'a Machmas Tashmish, so then what we do is, what Rav Miller described, is hormonal therapy. That generally what's done is that there's some type of therapy vis-a-vis hormones, that a lot of times that could switch things. And Yesh Ladun with the Maritz Chias' question. There are some who give different answers that whether simulating the Bia is enough in terms of getting at the core of what's bringing along her cycle. So let's put the biology on the side. In other words, that is a discussion. There is the Maritz Chias. Today, if there's such an issue, then hormonal therapy, Rav Miller claimed, was beneficial, was helpful in such an instance. And let's continue on the Gemara. So the Gemara goes on. Kesa bodeka sasma, we read that. So, im lo nimsa dam al rosh, bi yadua shemin atstadimu ba. And if the blood is not found on the top, so then we know it came from the tzadim, and it's no longer from the uterus. It's not metama. Now you have the big segue between dam aro machmas tashmish and the sugya of maka, which I commented to the Avrechim might be the hardest sugya in terms of hora'ah, not necessarily hardest in terms of learning up the sugya, but hardest in terms of details of Ora, and that's the sugya of Makkah. V'miyesh l'makkah bosamakam tola b'makkasa. But if there's a Makkah, so then you've saved her from Ro'a Machmas Tashmish, and you could be tola b'makkasa. V'miyesh l'veses tola b'vesa. Now that's going to be interesting. How do we explain that line? V'miyesh l'veses tola b'vesa. So let's leave that line for now. But also, if you expect her veses, so then we don't have to assume that's Ro'a Machmas Tashmish, and that's what's creating the strikes against her. If you take a look at the second photocopy in our booklet, we have a very, very important Rambam. And what we're going to see is we're going to read the Rambam well, Beis Hashem, we'll read the Beis Yosef well, and that will really frame our sugya, and the sugya of Roah Machmas Tashmish. What we're going to do for the next half hour is mostly going to be academic, what we're going to be discussing. We're going to get back to the Halacha L'maisa towards the end. Okay, so the Rambam writes in Perek Dalet Halacha Chafalf, Misha roz dam b'shas tashmish pam rishona u'shni u'shlishis ve'ein sham dover litlos bo hareza tiskarish u'muteres li'inase l'sheni. The Rambam says they have to get divorced. Now here, the Rambam is like Rashi. This is going to be in the corner of the board. We'll get back to this later. Both Rambam and Rashi say achar gimel pamim bibal aleph, there's only one option, and that is gerushin. It's interesting, it's both the Rambam and Rashi. Both of them say that there's only one option. Immediately they have to get divorced. Nisus l'shem ras adam kach b'shas tashvish shosha pam raise it to scar. Same thing with the second one, aleph ubeid chafal. Nisus l'shishi ras adam kach b'shas tashvish shosha pamim harezu tiskarish v'asu l'inase ad shetavri mecholi ze. Then she has to get divorced, and it's prohibited for her to marry until she gets healed from this sickness. Ad shetavri mecholi ze. Until she gets healed from the sickness, and then he describes the process of bodekes atzma. Let's compare this to the lashon of the Beis Yosef. The world says it over as the Noda Behuda. Rav Miller Shlita presented it in the Noda Behuda. And Lania's Daiti, maybe we could add a little bit to these four walls, is that I think it's Kemat Mefurish in the Beis Yosef, a different approach than the Rambam. Let's see the Beis Yosef introducing our sugya. The first in Kuf Pei Zayin Aleph, we have him quoting the Gemara on the bottom of Samach Hei Amad Beis that we read inside, the Samach Vav Amad Aleph. And then he quotes Rashi. So let's start about five lines into the Beis Yosef. Upirish Rashi Aro Adam Lav Besura Mayri El Adam Nidus Upashadu. That's going to be really, really important. I told you, let me already emphasize why. There is a big problem when people check themselves for Dam Machmas Tashmish. We're going to see that in the beginning of Simon Kuf Pei Vav that there's a requirement, according to some, to be machzik that the woman is not Aro Adam Machmas Tashmish. And many times there have been many problems where the woman has checked herself and what came out was blood, but it was really dam besulim. So instead of dealing with that problem, best thing is to not to put oneself into that situation in the first place, and that's what we're going to discuss later on. But because if you can't prove it's dam besulim, so how do you prove it's not dam machmas tashmish? So Rashi and the Beis Yosef right off the bat say lab besulim mayri el dam minus. Venerally, the itzrich lemichtav haklam denu. The afilu ro machmas tashish kama paamim kol heicha diikul emisli shemachas besulinu adayin talinan. As long as we're able to say it's dam besulim, we say it's dam besulim. Ki heicha talinan b'maka, just like by maka. But that's why I told you halacha lemaisa. I want to stay away from maka. I want to not even get into the shaila maka because maka is a really complicated shaila. Continues the Beis Yosef. Kvar kasafti b'sov simish shekonim zeh. Dahani gimel pam da'armin davke b'shein resufim. This is an important halacha. It's only if it happens three times, three consecutive bias. Avalam einam resufim ein zech hazoka klal vesesu. The lesle. Klomar. V'dina kedin isha she'ein la veses. I want to be medayik rabotai in lashon of Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef speaks about this woman as having a veses or not of Roah Machmas Tashmish. And what we're going to do is, for a lot of this, our limud in Kuf Pei Zayin, is going to see that there's the formulation of the Rambam, and we're going to speak about the Beis Yosef, but we're going to see there's many, many more on the side of the Beis Yosef. And that is, what's the nature of Dama Roah Machmas Tashmish? Is Dama Roah Machmas Tashmish, what did the Rambam say? How did the Rambam describe it? The Rambam described it as Choli.
Rem describes it as a machla. How did the Beis Yosef describe it? He described it as a vesa.
That's two different things, and it could very well be that they're going to have quite a few nafkamina. Beis Yosef says Vesas, and the last line in Dibra Maskel, Isha Shiro Adam Achmed Tash. Klomar Vedina Kedin Isha Shein Lo Vesas. So he's equating her din as an Isha Shein Lo Vesas. I have another Beis Yosef, Rav Yaakov. I have another Beis Yosef. Look, you'll see other posts that do it, but I think it's the Shita's Beis Yosef. If you take a look at the Beis Yosef, Kuf Pei Zayin, Sif Yud Os Aleph. He talks about someone who is Roa Dam Bishas Tashmish on the second night of the Tefillah. We're going to get to that case. We're going to discuss it in detail. But here he says that in the words, just in terms of the words, the Kolmidi de lo kava veses lo chaisha elechada zimna. He speaks about someone who was Roa Machmas Tashmish once. And the description is that it wasn't Koveya the Veses of Machmas Tashmish. So I think that there's I'm just extending what Rav Miller Shlita already in the past said. Rav Miller here said that there are two ways of understanding the Haroah Machmas Tashmish. One is a Machla, and the other as a Din of Veses. And I just want to, the Katonti, add that it's Veses. Now, I owe you two, Isaac. You had one question before, and go ahead. Ah, okay. So we'll do that. I apologize. Yeah.
Can you just clarify, you're saying machla and vesa, can you explain?
Yes. Oh. So what is this machla according to the Ran? Let's clarify. What, first of all, let's describe, since we're at the Beis Yosef and we're in Veses. So in terms of Veses, Veses means a pattern. What a pattern is, we're going to learn in Kuf Pei Tes, is a pattern for a woman to see blood at particular cycles. What we're going to learn is that there are two different types of cycles. There's a cycle which is internal. In other words, it's something that goes on in her body. It has nothing to do with stimulus on the outside or any actions that she does. And then there's another vesas that's called a vesas haguf. And that is the vesas of particular action that she does. And it could be, chas v'chalila, this woman was machzik herself as tashmish, bringing about this Vesas, this cycle. That's what it seems from the Beis Yosef. A machla is something totally different. A machla is not that she's doing something from the outside, that's bringing about a certain regulation of her period, but there's something that's out of, the Rambam understands that Roa Machmas Tashmish, because it's something abnormal, it's a sickness. Let me finish. It's a sickness. And since it's a sickness, the Rambam says that you have to see. Notice the Rambam's Lashon. The Rambam says that she needs to be Nisrapes. If you take a look on Samach Vav Amid Aleph, where the Rambam is lifting from the Gemara about halfway through, couple words into a line is Amar Rebbe. The Gemara uses this expression, Nisrapezos, that she's healed. I'll get to Nafkaminas. I'll get to very, very clear Nafkaminas shortly. But one way of looking at it is that it's a choli, that's a sickness. The other way is that it's a vesas that's due to, just like when she jumps, so that we're going to have in Kuf Pei Tes that her period begins, so too, Roa Machmas Tashmish, her period begins as well. Since we just referred back to Adaf and Samach Vavam and Aleph, if you take a look at Tosos, the Ramaskel v'Ne'emenes, we're not going to do the Tosos well, but if you take a look at the last three lines of Tosos, Tosos compares this to another woman, and that is a woman who's Ochla Shum Opilpilin, that if she eats certain food, that causes her period. That is going to be a form of Vesas that we're going to discuss in Kuf Pei Tes. It's a little bit different than Kvitzos. We're going to get back to that. But at the end of the day, Tosas seems to be leaning towards the side that it's a Vesas. If you take a look, Isaac the Aruch HaShulchan brings this out very clearly, and he feels very, very strongly about this. On the next page, in Sif Beis, V'ra'isi kama migdolei achrom shechoshen dover zel veses sheidei maise kamo kofza v'rasa o'achlo shum v'rasa u'mevim raya milashen tosus, and they bring a raya from tosus. So he says that that's wrong, because if you take a look in the Rambam, he already points us out in Halacha Aleph that I didn't photocopy, that the Rambam clearly says that this is a type of choli. So you'll ask, well, you could say it this way or you could say it that way. So Aruch HaShulchan gives us a nafka mina. The Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Gimel tells us the following very powerful nafka mina, and that is, what happens if a woman becomes pregnant in the interim? Well, who could figure it out? If a woman becomes pregnant, she was Roa Machmas Tashmish once, let's say, and now she becomes pregnant, she gives birth, and then she's Roa Machmas Tashmish again. It's not the same thing, Isaac. Because if it would be the same thing, so then the halacha would say that when it comes to vestos, what do we say? That after birth, it's a new, you reset. If it's a machla, mehechitesi, last I checked, giving birth has nothing to do with the machla of Roa Machmas Tashmish. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, that he thinks strongly that the Rambam is right. To me, it's a very big chiddush. It's a big chiddush. Even though the Aruch HaShulchan is sharp and is in many ways muchruch, at the end of the day, maskim now, Isaac?
I understand it.
Okay, better. Beautiful. No, but you were right to get me to define the words. So over here, the Aruch HaShulchan has a nafkami. The reason why the Aruch HaShulchan is a chidush, I think, is because at the end of the day, Ruba the poskim on the page of Shulchan Aruch, this whole sefer, except for the great Noda B'Yehuda, but this whole thing, from the Tur Beis Yosef, all the way through the Shulchan Aruch and poskim, all seem to say that it is a vestas. Rav Miller Shlita suggested another nafkamina, and that is Shelos of Suffolk. If you have a Suffolk when it comes to Machmas Tashmish, so how will it go? So let's put out the nafkaminas now. Put out the nafkaminas. Nafkamina number one is Ibur Hefsek. Is Ibur a Hefsek? Let's do it here. Is Ibur a Hefsek? So if you say Machla, according to the Rambam, the answer is no. If you say Vesas, the answer is yes. Sveikos. When it comes to Safek, what would you say? Vestos, how do we paskin? Vestos is Dirabana. Vestos is Dirabana. So then in such a case, Yesh Makom Lahakel. However, if you hold it to Machla, Rav Miller felt, then in such a case, then Machla, it will be a Din D'Oraisa. There's no Makor that says that this is Dirabana. So then in such a case, it would be Lachumra. You would have to go Lachumra. Okay, that's Nafkamina number two. Nafkamina number three is going to be in the Pischei Tshuva himself. But before we read the Pischei Tshuva, we always try to go in order. Let's read the Lashon Moran HaMechaber. Kuf Pei Zayin, Siv. Aleph, Isha Sheyesh Leveses Kavua, Eina Tzricha B'dika Klau. Excuse me. Kuf Pei Zayin, Aleph. Start again, I read Kuf Pei Vav Aleph. We're skipping Kuf Pei Vav because I want to leave it for after Sukkot. It's really a world by itself, and there's a lot that we got to do. So Mechaber writes, Isha Sheros Adam Machmas Tashrish Miyad Bechtei Shetoshet Yodol Tachas HaKarol Tachas HaKeses V'titol Eid Livdok Bo V'tikanei HaHatzma Meshameshes Sholosh Pa'amim Im Bechol Sholosh Pa'amim Ritzufim Ros Adam. Skip the parentheses. Asur l'shamesh im bal zeh. Let's stop right there with the Lashon Mechaber. We've seen it already in the Gemara. The Pischei Tshuva immediately in Sif Katan Aleph quotes the Noda B'Yehuda. And the Noda B'Yehuda has a fascinating shaila. Instead of talking about a case that there was Ibur as being a Hefsik, the Pischei Tshuva discusses what happens if in place of Ibur, what did you have? He says, what happens if you got Veseth as a Hefsek? What do I mean? He says, what happens if she saw on the 20th of the month? Okay? She saw on the 20th of the month. Dam. Now she's Roa Machmas Tashmish. And then she sees another two times on the 20th of the month. Could you have simultaneously a woman who has a Veses Kavua also be a Roa Machmas Tashmish?
Wait, on a different days?
On different days?
Okay.
So says, let's take a look. Let's take a look inside. Says the Pischei Tshuva, I am a Tshuva, no, the Behuda. Shehimtzi heter l'ro machmas tashmish. He has the following heter. Be'im b'shoa sh'ro machmas tashmish, adayin lo hayel aveses kavua. She didn't yet have aveses kavua, klal. Va'achar kach niklo lo aveses kavua, bein b'mei b'chodesh, bein aveses aflaga. So what's the question? Mishum dahad roa gimel pa machmas tashmish asurahu mitam veses. It's black on white. You know the beauty is black on white. That's how the kitzur svarim say is know the beauty. But I think it's the Beis Yosef in earlier poskim as well. So if you say it's a varda veses, so skipping down a few lines, kivan shenikpa lo veses kavua shuv eina choshesh es leves eina kavua klal. So now, when she was Roa Machmas Tashmish, after she was Koveya seeing on the 20th of the month, you don't have to be Choshesh for it. Right, the Noda Yehuda. That's what Noda Yehuda says. The Chavis Das goes on, and he goes ballistic on this Noda Yehuda. If you take a look, continuing on in the Pischei Tshuva, three quarters of the way through, V'ayin Chavis Das Sivchot and Gimel Shecholek Alzeh. Because of the chalila lismoch Allah bazeh, the chad of the Roa Machmas Tashmish lav mitam veses l'chud nesra rak mitam chshash choli hamimale v'nofetses, that there's something about her body that when there's tashmish, then the uterus also responds with having blood, and therefore, of course, she could have a Vestos Kavua, and you can never have two Vestos Kavua simultaneously. That's the rule of thumb. You can't have two Vestos Kavua simultaneously, but just because she has a Vestos Kavua doesn't mean that she doesn't have a Machla. And Nebuch, that's her Machla. And the Chavis Das would work nicely with the Rambam. However, by the way, the Chavis Das is extremely complicated. Chavis Das, where Miller counted it, asks 9 questions or so on the whole sugya. And the Chavis Das basically is Choshesh for both L'chumra. You know, he agrees with the Noda Yehuda that there's Veses, but there are other times that he's Choshesh for Choli. He's the only one, aside from the Aruch HaShulchan, that I'm aware of, that goes with the Rambam LaHalacha. We're going to see that the conventional poskim, the Shach, the Taz, and the others don't. However, the Chavis Das will be Choshesh. So therefore, in terms of Nafka Minah number 3, could Veses Kavua, let me write it out slightly differently over here, would a Veses Kavua, if there's a Veses Kavua, can you have Dam Machmas Tashmish? So if you hold it Vestos, so then the halacha is absolutely not, because you can't have Ein Shtei Vestos Kavua. You can't have two Vestos Kavua.
That's Machla. That's the wrong category now.
What? Oh, sorry, yeah, thank you. Ein shtei vestos kavua. You can't have two vestos kavua. So the answer is no, you can't have da machmas tashmish. However, if you hold that it's a machla, which is the sheet of the Chavis Das, that there's room to say that it's machla, but then in such a case, then there, the halacha would be that you would, it's possible to have them simultaneously. Vestos. I understand that the Beis Yosef understands that it's a Vestos.
No, I'm saying, with now that she's Roa Machmas Tashmish,
right,
it can't be considered a Vestos. So it's what?
He would say that she needs to be Oker that Vestos until we would take that seriously, the 20 days, until we take seriously the other, the Dam Machmas Tashmish. In other words, this Machla can't be created. Maybe he would call it a Machla. He might call it a machla, but that's not enough to create something that would be iser due to that. Now, let's get some details of Roa Machmas Tashmish. Yes, or Moshe?
So
That's a good question. Yesh lefal tov beis medrash. That's a good question. Who you're saying his presentation in the Behuda or in the Noda Behuda? Here, v'im kein kivan duhu raka vesa sheina kavua lefize benidon hanal kivan shenikbala vesas kavua. In that case, she saw machmas tashmish only once or twice, and then she was koveya 20 days. So shuv ena choshesus leina vesas lesheina kavua klal. Even if you're not okerit, the vesa shena kavua. Once there's a vesa kavua, you don't have to be choshesh. Right, when he says vesa shena kavua, he's also being done. That there are times in Kuf Pei Tes that we view a Vesas of Kvitzos as having a din in Eino Kavua. That's what he's referring to over there. But the bottom line is, he's saying that once there's a Vesas Kavua, then Roa Machmas Tashmish can never become, make her usher to her husband. That's what the Pesachei Tshuva is bringing out. Okay. Some important details, just in getting the Shulchan Aruch straight. So let's continue on. We read Isha Sherasa Da Machmas Tashmish. So the Shulchan Aruch is going to have a couple of categories of what's considered machmas tashmish. He says, number one, he says, when did she find the blood? So the first category is miyan. Bichtei shetoshet yada l'tachas akar. This is referred to by the Gemara in other places as osyom. Osyom is a Latin word, which means immediately, if I'm not mistaken. It's which means immediately. That's what miyad is. That immediately she finds the blood. Then the Ramah over here adds the following. Oh, by the way, the Poskim discuss. If you take a look, I think the Shevet Alevi brings this point out in Os Hey. That's not so clear on the bottom of Samach Vav. That in the Gemara itself on Yudalad Amabez, the Gemara points out that there are two different levels of Re'iyah. What if they had tashmish in such a situation and they weren't supposed to have tashmish? Are they chayiv kares or are they not chayiv kares? Is it punishable by kares or not? So the Gemara has a discussion about there are some who hold that you're chayiv kares and there's some who say that you'll always only at most be chayiv in osham tolui. So that's a question. What the Shevet Alevi brings out is that according to the Pashtus, the more obvious opinion, if a person finds a dam immediately, miyad would be an iser kares, and b'shogeg would be chayiv a karbon chatas. There's an exception. There's one opinion in the Gemara that holds still it's asham talui, but that's lower down on the rank. And the Pashtus is that's regular chayiv chatas. If you found it so immediately, then in such a case it would be a chayiv of chatas. However, the Ramah has a different category. Let's continue on and reach the Ramah. We were up to in the Mechaber. Asur l'shamish in Balzel, t'skash v'tinasei l'acher, nisei l'acher v'ros adam achmas tashmish gimu pam mitzufim, asur l'shamish gam moto abal, el t'skarish v'tinasei l'shlishi, v'im gam al shlishi ros adam achmas tashmish pam mitzufim, mota nasei l'acher el asur l'chol ad shetivdom. The Ramah comments, V'yesh omrim she'ein anu bikin eiz mikri machmas tashmish ke'ein bikiyim b'shir ha'nisker. So the Ramah points out that we don't know exactly what that period of time is. V'lechein kol she'roa sholosh pom samach l'tashmish mikri l'didon machmas tashmish esrael b'ayla. Anybody who has relations samuch, that will be enough for machmas tashmish. What I'm emphasizing over here is without the Ramah, we have a big kula. That the Ramah the Mechaber says that you got to find it immediately. Most of the times that when a couple calls up and that they found them after Tashmish, it was a while later. They know she noticed on her body, he noticed on his aver, they noticed on the sheets, etc., etc. So that usually is not the period of Osyom. The period of Osyom is this. Under the pillow, taking something out. That's a very, very small period of time. Comes along the Ramah, and the Ramah is a Chumrah, and the Ramah says it's Samuch, it's Samuch. Now, what is the definition of Samuch? So, the Shevet HaLevi quotes, on the next page, in Os Yud Aleph, the Shevet HaLevi quotes the Makar Chaim that Rav Miller thought was not correct, Lahalacha. The only reason why I could get Rav Miller to say it wasn't correct is because Rav Miller didn't mention, I don't know if he knew that it was a Makar Chaim. But Rav Miller in the Shir said that Samuch, he wouldn't disagree with the Makar Chaim Stam. But he said that in general, the word Samuch in Gemara, you have to know Gemara well, so Rav Miller knows. So he says Samuch in Chazal means generally a half hour Aliba Lahalacha. That's what he said. That Samuch means a half hour. So once you say that Samuch is a half hour, so he said, no, Samuch doesn't mean that half hour. Little did Rav Miller know that the Makar Chaim is quoted in the Shevet HaLevi as saying a half hour. Otherwise, he wouldn't have said it as categorically. So the Makar Chaim is quoted in the Shevet HaLevi in Os Yud Aleph as saying that this Samuch is a half hour. So Rav Miller thought there was a lot less time than this. That there would be room to be Makel if it was found less than at a half hour's time. Miller thought something along the line 2, 3, 4 minutes. Asyom would be 3, 4 seconds, and if I recall correctly, this we have to check up to be 100% sure, but I think he said that Samuch would be as low as 2, 3, 4 minutes. We have to verify that, but it would be a very short period of time. He said Beferish that it's not the general definition of Samuch. Now, even according to Chumrah of the Ramah, just 1 second, Michael, even with the Chumrah of the Ramah, the Shach in Sif Katan Zayin has an interesting suffix. The Shach says in Sif Katan Zayin, Tzarech Iyun im Machmerina Mehaitaima. The Ein Anu Bekiyim La'osra L'Kala Olam Hecha Shulchzuku B'Shlosha Anashim. Is that the Ramah I was looking for? And the Shach I was looking for? There's a Shach says, yeah. The Shach says, yeah, that's the Shach I'm looking for. The Shach says that the halacha is that she's asur to her husband, and according to the Ramah, we're going to be machmir. But remember, according to the Gemara, the only time we know for sure that's dam machmas tashmish is osiyom. So Shach leaves off with a suffix. She's sure for sure going to be asur to her husband, but even though the Gemara says that three times the three men she's going to be asur la'olam, Shach here has it's sad kula. It's not really going to help us much because we don't want to be sending this woman packing to another husband, chas v'chalila. So it's not going to help us halacha l'maisa, but we should be aware that the Ramah's chumrah, the Shach really looks at as a chumrah, to the point that the Shach says that in such a case it could be that once the Ramah introduced the chumrah, he only introduced the chumrah to make her prohibited to her husband. But to say that she has such a machla or such a veses that she's now going to be ushered to the world, the Shach is mesupik about in Sifkatan Zayin. There was somebody who started asking something? Yeah.
I don't really understand this chumrah at all in terms of logically how they got to 2 to 4 minutes. Meaning, even if you wanted to be super machmir, so the inner of the kiyum
right.
This, but to go from that
so you're a Talmud of Rav Miller, right? So you agree with Rav Miller.
Even
2 to 4 minutes.
Okay. 30 seconds.
The biggest deal is we got it down from a half hour. That's the big deal. That we got it down from a half hour. So Michael's timing that what it's a suffix of what the shear of time is. So suffix it should be go from 5 seconds to a minute. But to even say 2 to 4 minutes, yesh l'adun. Okay, to say that you make me feel better that I'd remember 2 minutes. But you would prefer even less than that. Okay, but once we've gotten it to 2 minutes, then we've solved some situations of roa machmas, significant amounts of Roh Machmas Tashmish situations already with that. Because usually it's found a little bit later. Okay. About the Bedika itself, so the Mechaber describes it. Let's take a look at Sif Beis. Kate said, Bodekas no teleshev fer shel ever upia ratzuf l'socha. Rav Miller pointed out that it's smooth so as not to make any abrasion on the side to bring out and to be sure that it's checking the dam mehamikar. V'nosu b'salcha mechol v'rosh ha'moch u'machneses also mokum ad mokum she'ashamesh dash. If I'm not mistaken, Rav Willig Shlita is not into a moch dochuk, which many of you might not even know what it means yet, but that is a type of cloth that is used to check a woman, which she inserts inside of herself. And Rav Willett points out that this moch, or one of the first places we have it in halacha, is the moch of the shifoferes. And just like we don't know how to do the shifoferes, and the moch was also a similar type of contraption. It wasn't just simply what we call a bedika cloth. So therefore, Rabbi Willig argues that it could be that we don't have a moch today at all. Hence the kula that some might have heard, that there are some people who are not so into a moch tachlik, because it's not really the moch. This moch, the moch, is part of this contraption of the shifoferes, some rod that's being inserted.
Isn't this whole part of the question is only to define from where the
blood is coming
from?
The moch itself.
Yeah.
Uberosha moch. I could hear. In other words, you want to say the moch is just the material itself. It's not. It's nothing to do with the shifoferes. Okay. When we learn moch tachlik, we'll have to get back to that. Okay. Nimsa dam arosha biyidu hashem min hakar. If there's dam that is found on top of it, then you know it comes from the kar. Vim la biyidu hashem min hatzadim. And if not, we know that it came from the side. The shach in sifkatan yud aleph points out, mashma dim lo nimsa al moch, bein she nimsa bitzadei hashifoferes, bein she lo nimsa alav klal muteres. The Shach points out that what this test will do is the following. It will simulate Bia, and in order for her to be Asur, you need to have that there's blood that appears on the top. The moment that's on the side, in Rav Miller's words, then what you've done is you've assured that it's a Makkah. It's not coming from the uterus. Or if you don't find it at all, so then, in the Rambam's words, she's been cured. Or, in the words of the Beis Yosef, it's a sign that Veses has ended. In other words, this is a way of saying that the Veses no longer exists once you do this test. Because if the Veses would be working well, so then in such a case, then if the Veses was still operative, for sure it would have produced the dam. So this is quite a koach that has the ability, if you take the approach of Veses, then the Bedika has the koach in one false swoop to be Oker of Veses. Normally it takes three times. But here, you have to say that it's going to have that power to be Oker, the Veses.
Why not say it's just to make it that the Veses never existed, period?
Okay, that's a different way of formulating it. I hear. Yesh Lachkor, I hear. Not bad. Let's go on in the Mechaber. Emrosa livdok atzma ba'ota tachas harishon, achar sheshimsha gimel pamim harishus biyada, umuteres lo. If she wants, she could do the bedika after three times on the first husband. Isaac, here we come back to the Rashi that you wanted. Look back in the Beis Yosef in Siv Gimel, and he'll give you the exact Dibra Maschel. V'yesh omrim, sh'asura l'rishon, mitashmish shlishi ve'elech, afilu bibedika. So here we have, what we had mentioned is that Rambam and Rashi say that after three times she needs to divorce the first husband. However, if you take a look in the Ber Agola, hey, look at all these shitas. Tosfos on the daf on Samach Vav, Dibra Maschel v'Tivdok, all of the others all hold that she could do a bedika, but in bedika efshari, but in Rav Miller's words, it is Russian roulette. In other words, now you could do it, but you're now involved with Russian roulette. My French. How do you spell it?
R-O-U-L.
I got it right? Okay. So then the halacha is that you would be allowed to do the bedika. You'd be playing Russian roulette, and if it works, matov manoim, and then she'd be able to go back to the first husband. She's asura labayla. She's going to be asura labayla. And asura la'olam. This is it. La'olam. That is the shach's comment in Sif Katan Zayin, not Sifkat Zayin, I'm on the wrong page. It's the Ber Hetev's comment in Sifkat and Tes from the Shach, which is Sifkat and Yud Gimel in the Shach. Let's see in the Ber Hetev, Harishus, Miu in Batka Lerisham Nimsa Amoch, Asura Lekal. But if she does the test, then she's going to be Osir to everybody. So Yisrael wanted to suggest an interesting Nafgamina. Yisrael wanted to say, according to the Beis Yosef, if this is the final test of a Veses, then
Nafkamina number four. Ulai v'ulai. Nafkamina number four. One strike and out. Right? Once you do the bedika. The bedika is one strike and out. According to everybody. The only question is whether you're allowed to do it with the first husband or not. Rambam Rashi, no. Thankfully, it's Stam v'yesh omrim, and we follow the Stam, so you'd be allowed to do it. So Yisrael wanted to suggest maybe, ulai, that's interesting. He wanted to suggest that could you do the bedika a second time?
Why not?
Someone said, why not?
Yeah.
Because the Shach, it's Hivkach and Yugimel, says you're not allowed to. Shach said, Miu and Bat Gerishim and Tzamoch Asura Lekol. If he thought that you'd be able to do it again,
not la'olam.
Meaning to every person.
Not la'olam.
Yeah, until
you don't.
No,
oh, it sounds like la'olam. Yonatan, you agree? You see, Yonatan always
no,
like the.
No,
the pashtus is that once you do the bedikah, in these four walls, for the last 40 years, they assumed that once you did the bedikah once and it didn't work, it was asura la'olam. That's as if I understood correctly.
Right.
That's the pashtus. That's how you learn, right? Okay. That's of course, if Jonathan said one way or the other,
the shach disagrees.
No,
you know, when Rav Yonatan, I have to tell you a great mitzvah. When Rav Yonatan and Rav Yaakov argue and learning, it reminds me that there was once. It's well known that the Or Sameach and the Rugged Shover. If I was able to be Michael J. Fox and go back in time, I wouldn't go back to see Donald Trump. But I'm even Yavin. But I would go back in time. Does anybody get that reference?
Yeah,
you got it. Okay, you know what I'm telling you. Of course, he's the only one who got it. So anyhow, so if I were able to go back in time. So I would go back to Dvinsk, because the Or Sameach was a Gaon Otzum, and he was such a dignified a Talmud Chacham, and all his Torah was beautiful. And the Rugged Shover was a fire Torah, a Chassid of Chabad, and he was the Rugged Shover was fire and brimstone, and the Rugged Shover was in his own world. He was one of, for those who go to Tivari, he's the first one. Rabbi Bina constantly screams at the chazan, he's going too slow. The Rugged Shover used to also scream at the chazan, that he's going too slow. Because bittel tara. The Rugged Shover was fire. We used to walk down the streets. He was in learning. He was. They say that the goyim used to walk to the side to see the goon of Rugged Shover to walking, and he was very sharp. He used to, when someone said a krumah svara, he would chase them out of his house and so on and so forth. Yeah, he was the Rugged Shover was fire. It was fire. The Rugged Shover was fire. So the Rugged Shover, when the Or Sameach, who was a Gaon Olam with Darshan, the Rugged Shover would constantly be with Batalim, and he would interrupt him, and he would say that it's against, he'd start screaming at him, what you're saying is against five Gemaras, and the Or Sameach never answered back. He knew the Rugged Shover was a Miyuchad, and he never responded. So the legend goes that one time the Rugged Shover and the Or Sameach were fighting and learning. Happened to have been Friday. They were fighting and learning. So Rugged Shover said, I have an idea. This we could say in a smicha class. He says, I have an idea, we'll go outside. He says, and the Gemara says that sometimes the general Das Amma Ores is Afuch mi Amitas Halacha. So we'll ask the Amma Ores, and if the Amma Ores says like you, then I'm right. And if he says like me, you're right. That's what he said. So I went outside, and the Taka asked them the shah that they were down on it. And the Amma Aretz said, like the Rugged Shover. So Rav Sameach says, you see, I'm right. So the Rugged Shover says, Meir Simchi, you forgot another Gemara. The Gemara says it was Friday. It was Friday afternoon. He says, on Friday afternoon, no one is thinking straight. So if no one is thinking straight, so then he thinks the opposite of an Amma Aretz. He thinks like a Talmud Chacham. Therefore, I'm right. So I'm convinced that when the Rugged Shover went outside, he already had the Or Sameach. Because he knew. The Rugged Shover knew he had forgotten that Gemara. So if he would say the opposite, then he would say, I'm right. Then he would say the other way, so he had it. That's the Anyhow, so when I see you arguing, you remind me. But it's not Erev Shabbos yet. So, okay.
I'm thinking straight.
Depends on what the Amara says. Okay. Nachzor l'inyanenu. The simple pshat of the shach. The simple pshat of the shach is that she's asura la'olam. Rabbi Yonatan wants to disagree. Isaac also is with him.
the way that most of the world understands is that the Shach holds in Sifkat and Yugimel Lebedik, it's good, that the Shach holds that Asura La'ilam, and the halacha is that she's usher to everybody, and if that's so, so then Yisrael wanted to suggest that it could be that according to the Rambam, maybe you could check another time. The Rambam never says you can't, and it's mistaber. All you're doing is checking to make sure that v'dika micholi. But I'm going to want to develop that the Shach holds like the Beis Yosef, and all that's why I dramatize this whole sefer. Seems to be that it's all about Vestos, except for the Chavis Das, who says it's both. When he ends up, Chavis Das is going to get some great chumras out of this by saying it's both, but not l'kula. The Chavis Das is going to use it l'chumra, not l'kula, and being both. So it could be that would be nafkamina number four. That according to the Rambam, one bedika and you strike out, you don't say that, but according to the Shach, which is the Shach Chayat, Sifkatan what? Sifkatan Yugimel seems to say one strike, you're out, and that's how most poskim hold. So, moving on. Yes, Rav Yaakov.
If we give them more than one time, it doesn't make sense. What's the whole purpose of the Tzika if we do it again and again and again?
I'm not so convinced that it's a joke. I'm not so convinced it's a joke.
No, the whole thing of Meshameh
I think the pshat is that the Rambam holds that's a real sickness, and we have to wait till the sickness passes. And that's what we're doing. The bedika is to check. Well, what was the lashon Rambam? That the bedika is to see that the vessels have passed. At shetavri micholizeh, that she's supposed to become healthy. It's a very different worldview. The Rambam's worldview of Damaro Machmatashish is different. You're nodding your head. Baruch Hashem, you're slowly. Okay, yeah?
Why did
she
get divorced?
What's that?
The Choli is just the Choli. Why did she get divorced?
The Choli is a Choli?
No, it's a Choli.
Oh, excellent question. Excellent question. According to the Rambam, why have her get divorced the third time? So, if we would be learning Yivamas, this is Sugi comes up in Yivamas Samachbez or so, somewhere around there. There are things to say, but it's not for halacha shir. Okay, continuing on with halacha shir, there is a very very basic question that the Taz in Sifkatan Ches asks. Is it Ches? Let me just see the exact Mar Makom. No, excuse me, Sifkatan Zayin. The Taz in Sifkatan Zayin asks a very very basic question that I alluded to before. And that is, if we say that Damara Machmas Tashmish is Veses, so then, what happens if a woman has a Veses She'ena Kavua? She sees once. She sees on a 20-day interval once. What does she have to do? 20 days later, she's now going to be usher to her husband. Right? Everybody agree with me? That's a Veses She'ena Kavua. Correct? Asks the Taz, so why don't we say that the first opportunity, at least for Tashmish, she's going to be Aser. Why do we say that she's only Aser after three times? So what's the Taz's answer? Taz gives a very, very simple answer. Yeah, the Taz asks, she should be Aser after the first time. Like a Vesa Sheina Kavua. That's the Taz's question. Sivkatan Zayin. Tachas HaRishon, Shalom Rishit Iskar Shemishon, El Lahok El Aleha. Without that, there would be no takana. So the Taz is alluding to this idea, to the following issue. The Taz seems to be saying that this case is different. When it comes to a woman who's going to be Asura Labaila, so then we're more mako than a regular Vesa Sheina Kavua. Why? Because when it comes to a Vesa Sheina Kavua, she's also for one day and then she goes on. Alkeini Tirula. So for that reason, they were matter to marry another woman. And we don't say that she's also after one time to her own husband. However, if you contrast, take a look at the Shach. in Sifkatan Lamidhe. Go all the way to Sifkatan Lamidhe. The Shach says a much more complicated chidush. The Shach writes in Sifkatan Lamidhe that, wait a second, why is she not usher to the husband the first time? So he says something really interesting. In general, if a woman jumps or she sneezes, then you have to be choshish for her dam. That was something that when she sneezed, then that brings dam. But he's mechalik between this and jumping. The case of sneezing and jumping, and for that matter, tashmish. Avol beveses haguf, jumping or tashmish, shabali de onus kagon kfitza, kaimel on hasam de ene chosheshes, ela kishakova osa biyom yodua. The Shach has an interesting shita later on, and that is that we're not choshesh for jumping or tashmish after one time. We're only choshesh for it three times. The first time we don't treat like a veshena kavua. So this that we learned, that after 20 days, your choshesh, even if it's a vesel shein and kavua, the Shach l'shitaso is going to learn in Kuf Pei Tes that if you jump once, you're not choshesh. Only after three times. Hence, that's how the Shach says that da mach massage is like that. So the Shach in Lamed Hei, like the Taz, everybody on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, assumes that da mach massage is a type of vestas. The Shach only says that it's not like a vestas of when you sneeze, that you have to be choshe after the first time. The Shach says that it's like kfitza, which makes sense, because it's an outside experience that's causing it, and then you're not choshe after one time, you're only choshe after three times. But what you do see is, what we had suggested, is that the poskim on the page are all assuming that's halacha of vestas. If you take a look at the Gilyo Marsha over there on that Shach in Sifkatan Lamid, hey, he says, Kusha Zume Ikara Lessa, the question doesn't start. Dishani Yasam de Choshesh's Raklapam Rishon, Vimpaska Chodazimna Velo Rasa Shuvene Choshesh's, Mashain came Kan, Bero Machmasash, Matarota Lachmish Lochush, Latashmish Lachud, Im came Miyad Atos Rolov Olamish, Sharia Surah Lashamish. So the Gilya Marsha says more clearly what I pinned on the Taz. What I pinned on the Taz is how Rav Miller learned the Taz, if I'm not mistaken. But the Gilya Marsha is even more explicit than the Taz in Sifkat and Zayin. And the Gilya Marsha says that when it comes to Roa Machmas Tashmish, so then he says, so then you're destroying this marriage by saying you're choshesh for it after once, and Chazal weren't so machmer on Vestos to destroy a marriage. In contrast, to after 20 days. So one night, they won't be together. Big deal, says the Gilya Marsha. So this is a kula in Vestos. Chazal made a kula in Vestos. This fits well if you assume Vestos Darabon and Vestos Daraisa, it becomes a little bit more problematic. So that fits nicely with how Rav Miller assumed that if it's the tzad of Vestos, that's a din Darabonan, and it's not a din Daraisa. Okay. Now we're ready for halacha l'maisa. These situations, in their extreme, do come up. I'll start with halacha l'maisa, as we're going to look at Sif Yud and Sif Yud Aleph. We are skipping the Ramaz. There's a long Ramaz Sif Yud that we're going to skip. Let me introduce the halacha l'maisa Si'ifim. Again, we don't do these bedikas. We rely on other types of therapies. Let me introduce that when I was just a few years older than you, when we were living in Washington Heights, I got a call in the middle of the night. I was sleeping. I was jarred awake because there was a woman on the phone and she said that they had just seen Dam B'toch Tashmish. So these things happen.
What?
That she had gotten her period during Tashmish. So first of all, you got to run it through the whole Ramah that we saw in Kuf Pei Dalet, in terms of tshuva, etc., etc. It was Shelo B'Shas Vesta, so there was Onis L'Gamri. I think, leaving aside that case, also, if they found it afterwards, it was a significant period of time, So then it's according to the Ramah, even according to the Chumrah of the Ramah, if it's extended period of time, it's not going to be a case of Dam Machmas Tashmish, you could be Tola. However, the Pischei Tshuva says you still have to treat it as Dam Nida. You still have to treat it as Dam Nida. Where's that Pischei Tshuva? I might not have put on the Mara Mekomos. Yeah, I know where it is. I'll just give you the reference. The Pischei Tshuva is Sifkatan Tezvav, is Choker, whether you have to treat it as Dam Nida, and the Chazanish Paskins, that you have to treat it as Dam Nida. So that was it's a real Shaila. And then one needs to process in terms of where the blood was, in terms of Hilchos Ksamim, etc., etc. But let's say in the worst case scenario where it's found immediately, she knows right away, or he knows right away, so then you even have a Shaila of Dam Roa Machmas Tashmish. So as far as that is concerned about how do we apply Dam Machmas Tashmish today, so there are two parts. Number one is what happens if Chas V'Chalila happens? So then we process it through the eyes of the Ramah. In terms of tshuva, etc., etc., were they doing it at the right time? And the other thing we have to process is, as I said previously, was it miyad, was it samuch, and then one needs to decide whether it's dam machmas tashmish or dam nida, and it might not be dam nida also, it might be a kesem, all of that has to be thought through. Bottom line is, there is another variable, and that is, what about next month? And there are two se'ifim in Shulchan Aruch. In other words, it could very well be she might not be able to have relations with her husband next month at the same time. And that's Sif Yud and Sif Yud Aleph in Shulchan Aruch. And this is not emphasized enough. I think when people learn the halachos, so we're going to emphasize it. That's where basically we're up to. Sif Yud, the Mechaber writes, Haroa Dam B'Shas Tashmish, Muteres l'shamish pam shenis kishati toyer. Miu meichosh chashina chadazima achariyasa. If she saw machmas tashmish, so then in such a case, then she has to worry the next time that she's going to have, when she's going to have tashmish. Once again, this is along the lines of aveses she'eno kavua, and therefore maybe da machmas tashmish once creates some phenomenon of a Veses She'eino Kavua. We're going to get into a moment, we're going to define that Veses She'eino Kavua. Miu meichesh chayshin echada zimna achar riyasa, kigon imrasa pam achas o pamayim belel. Now here there are two different girsos, and it's going to be critical what the girsa is. Belel shel tvilasa. If she sees, notice the girsa, I'm going with lehalacha. The halacha, we're going to go with the girsa on the lel of her tevila. On the night of her tevila, she sees, so then the halacha is that she, next time she goes to the mikvah, kishik tagia tevila cheres, so then lel shel tevilasa, she needs to be poresh. So, if this couple, it happened on the night of her going to the mikvah, halacha lemaisa, they would not be able to have relations after on the first night. Now this is based on Agos Maimini, after she comes back from the mikvah. Based on Agos Maimini, that could be found in the base Yosef. And there are some fascinating diukim that one can make in the Agos Maimini, but because it's late, I'm not going to discuss that with you for now. There is an opinion, the Badei HaShulchan quotes this, and this is entirely rejected by the Chavis Das in Sifkaton Yud Dalit, that this would apply also if she went to the mikvah and she saw blood without tashmish. Without tashmish. Then the next time she goes to the mikvah, then she's going to be Asura Labaila, because maybe going to the mikvah causes the blood. So I see some of the Avrechim are shaking their heads no. Well, the Chavis Das agrees with you that is not so. And he goes on to prove from the Lashon of the Agos Maimini that this case is only talking about a case in which they also had Tashmish. Because the Chavis Das says very simply, he says that what they're doing in Simen Kuf Pei Zayin, it would belong in Simen Kuf Pei Tet, this Chumrah of the Agos Maimini. And therefore this Chumrah is only if they had tashmish on the lel tvila. The Chavis Das goes on, and he introduces, here's our first big kula I think we've had of the year from the Chavis Das. The simple reading of the Agos Maimini, when you look up the Agos Maimini, is it says, Lel Sheni Shel Tfilasa. And the Chavis Das pointed out that the earliest editions of the Shulchan Aruch said, Bilel Shel Tfilasa, not Bilel Sheni, but Bilel Shel Tfilasa. And the Chavis Das claims that that's because the only time we're going to have this chumrah is on the first night. If it's the first night after she's come back to the mikvah, then we'll be machmir bilel shel tfilasa. Otherwise, he says, the mechaber wants to emphasize that by changing the girsa of the agos maimini, the mechaber wanted to say that if it's already the second night, so then in such a case, you don't involve her going to the mikvah, because there are three variables over here. There's the bia, there's the laila achar tfila, the laila shel tfila, and there's, did I say bia already? Mm-hmm. So two factors, I'm sorry, just two factors. Bia and the lel tfila. What's the lel tfila? Going to the mikvah. The moment in which you're 2 days away, then the mikvah is no longer involved. And then, no longer do you have to be choshesh. That's what the Chavis Das argues in Sif Katan Tes Vav. That was, I first said the Chavis Das Sif Katan Yudalit, now I'm saying the Chavis Das Sif Katan Tes Vav. Therefore, in our case, where it was not the night of the mikvah, so then in such a case, the woman does not have to calculate. I was mesupuk with Rav Miller Shlita, but it's clear to me from the Chachmas Adam later on, that you don't need to calculate any other night except to the night of the mikvah. However, in Sif Yud Aleph, you have another halacha. Let's take a look in Sif Yud Aleph. Isha sherasa machmas tashmish, ula'achar chetzi shana chazar rasa machmas tashmish, muteres labayla shalarid lo kava b'shlosha vetsa shavim v'lo b'dilu. Miu choshesha sla'achron tam achas, so the case of the Mechaber is that a woman saw in an interval of 6 months, she saw Machmas Tashmish 6 months ago, and she saw again last night. So that woman in 6 months from now is not allowed to have Bia. Applies the Chachmas Adam. This is on the back of the last two pages. Let's take a look at it just a second. Says the Chachmas Adam, two halachos that emerge from this. Let's see if we got the right photocopy. Yes. First of all, you see the Chachmas Adam's understanding of Sif Yud that we read earlier in Sif Tes Zayin. You have that on the last page. It was actually photocopied out of order. The second to last page, Sif Yud Ches, has the following application of calculating the vessels for Machmas Tashmish. Isha Sherasa Machmas Tashmish Tetzvav Tishrei Choshesheh Sevesus HaChodesh Vasura l'shamish tesvav cheshvon. So the Chachmas Adam paskins that if she saw on tesvav tishrei, so then the halacha is that on tesvav cheshvon she's required to be separated from her husband. It's true that the mechaber spoke about 6 months, but there's no reason to differentiate between 6 months and 1 month. And the Chachmas Adam suggests that the same halacha will apply to Vesa Chodesh. It's based on the Shach Alatar over here in Sif Yud Aleph, and therefore the halacha would be that if a woman does see Machmas Tashmish, and we've decided that it's blood that's considered Machmas Tashmish, then on that month, the next month, on that night, she'd be Asura Labayla due to the Chash of Roa Machmas Tashmish. Finally, a couple more last things, it's really, really late, so maybe just cram in a few more things and then I'll take your questions with pleasure. There is an issue, Bizman Hazeh, two very important halacha l'maisa things that come up in terms of akala. Two things that come up in terms of akala. Do we have the photocopy from Rav Neuberger's Sefer? We have it there? Okay. So we're going to learn in Kuf Pei Vav. We're not going to focus on this at all, but in Simin Kuf Pei Vav, we're going to learn that according to many poskim, one needs to do a bedika to be assured that one is not a Roa Machmas Tashmish. And that's going to be discussed by Poskim Kuf Peivav. And we'll discuss the details then. Erroneously, what some Rabbanim have told Chassan and Kala is that they should do the Bedikah when they get married. Do the Bedikah. That's what it says in Kuf Peivav. Maybe it says it, maybe it doesn't. But to do the Bedikah. So Rav Neuberger Shlita points out in Rav Sabalovsky Sefer, it's on page 324 to 325, that he quotes from Rav David Lipschitz Zatzal that this should not be done early on in the marriage. And of course, the reason is obvious. And that is that if you're going to do the Bedikas early on, it was already a Rashi on the bottom of Samech Hayim Abed. Rashi said to be assured that Satan Besulim. So what do you have? Now you have a big, big shaila. Is this Dam Besulim? Is this not Dam Besulim? Maybe it's Machmas Tashmish. And then we have this concern. I would encourage, as Rav Neuberger goes on to discuss, I don't remember the exact numbers he uses, you'll read what he says, but I would encourage that every young couple not to do a Bedika Machmas Tashmish 6 months, until at least 6 months into marriage. Because it takes a long time sometimes for the Besulim to disappear. And since it takes a long time for the Besulim to disappear, that Bedika should not be done. That Bedika should not be done. And then, when we do a Bedika to be assured that a woman doesn't see Ra'a Machmas Tashmish, then it's done. We'll discuss before and after Tashmish. We'll discuss that in Kuf Pei Vav. And it's done, it should be done later on, so that there shouldn't be any confounding variables. That's something that's extremely, extremely important, and that Rav Neuberger pointed out in Rav Sabalovsky's, it's quoted in the Sefer that our great yeshiva put out. Finally, there is a shaila that's quite common, which is connected to Dam Besulim, and that is that often, because, as I mentioned, that couples bleed, not only the first time, Dam Besulim generally from the Gemara, is that the Gemara in the beginning of Perek Tinokas, the Gemara describes, after Bia Rishona, so then the virgin blood is broken, so then the hymen is what is broken by Tashmish, and then blood comes out. The Gemara in the time of Chazal generally described that the blood that came out was after Bia Rishona. For whatever reason today, it's extremely common for a Kala to bleed more than just on the after the first bia. After the first bia, the kala is asur. And then she goes to the mikvah. She waits. We'll discuss how many days she needs to wait and count shivanikim. Then she goes to the mikvah and so on. What has happened more than once and more than twice, and I think almost, I would venture even more than 50% of the time of most kalas today, is that she'll bleed sometimes in the second, third, and fourth bia as well. And therefore, mi'ikr d'dina, dam besulim, which we're going to see is asur, so then that will be a problem even on the third and fourth bia as well, mekar asura labayla. I just want to point out that in Sif Katan Nun Gimel, the reason why I'm mentioning this is because the Pischei Tshuva on our simen, in Sif Katan Nun Gimel, raises the panim mi'iros's suggestion from a Rav Echad that the only time that the woman would be Asura to her husband is the first time, Bia Rishona. But if we know for sure that Dam Besulim, then she won't be Asura to her husband any other time. And ultimately the Panim Me'iros goes and rejects that Shita. This is important for me because I had such a Hav Amina to be Matir. I had a similar Svara to the Shoel of the Panim Me'iros. In fact, I discussed it with Rav Nevinzal Shlita, and he said there was room to be Mekel, but ultimately I showed him that the Kitzer books are Machmir, that any time the Bia is going to be us in Dam Besulim. And this time around, I was learning Hilchos Nida, I saw that the Pischei Tshuva and Sifkat and Nun Gimel have such a Hav Amina. Ultimately, Lahalacha, there are some Kulos that Poskim use, some poskim, but generally we assume that Dam Besulim is going to be also. So it was going to be Inyan L'Inyan. Once we were talking about assuring that Dam Machmas Tashmish is not Dam Besulim, so then we saw that Machmas Tashmish comes up with Dam Besulim from Rav Neuberger, and then in our simon, since it's on our simon, I want to point out that the Pischei Tshuva and Sifkat and Gimel has a Hav Amina, that could be that we'd be machmer and dam besulim only the first bia. The Panim Iros rejects it. Rav Nevinzal for a time had told me that maybe this Hava Amina was, he had gone with this Hava Amina, but then I showed him that no one follows it. So at the end of the day, it seems that the Minhag HaOlam is to be machmer and dam besulim not only the first time, but even other times as well. Okay, we'll stop over here.
Thank you, Emma.
Yeah, let's take a look at the Chavis Das, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. That was this Shiloh. That was this Shiloh, Damarah Machmas Tashmish. I think a lot of times people think about the implications of the Ra'am Machmas the Avera and so on, but also need to Cheshman about the Chash of the Vestas and so on.